and thinking inside of the box and thinking like a media company and basically going into find new partners in our local area. That's what we talked about last week. This week, we're talking about getting traffic from online marketplaces. And when we do that, you want to set up as many marketplace traffic, passive traffic sources as you can. That's going to be the goal of understanding this way of getting traffic. These are platforms that leverage the search engines. So you're basically doing SEO without having to know SEO. You're going to leverage these platforms and their ability to be big and to get that search traffic and to bring that search traffic to your, you know, to your product on their marketplace. Now, don't stop your present work. So if you're already trying to get search traffic on Google, you're doing SEO, or you're trying to do SEO on YouTube, don't stop doing that. You should continue to do that. This is not something that you interrupt your present flow in order to do. You can build an income stream using these platforms. And I'll get to what the platforms are in a minute. I'm not trying to hide them, but I want to kind of give you an idea of what we're trying to do. You can build an income stream on these platforms. Some people do. That's not the goal of what we're talking about. We're talking about working on these platforms, following their rules, getting people to see the products we put on there, having them click through to our website. That's what we want to do. It's an awareness strategy. We want to go to these marketplaces to make people that aware that we are here and that we know something, that we are educators in our market, that we are educators on a subject. That's what we are trying to do. So when you go to these marketplaces, I don't necessarily have this in my presentation, but I will say you want to craft your bio for all of these marketplaces when you get there. Craft it very carefully. Make sure that when you craft your bio, it says those things that make people want what you have in terms of your core principles. Make sure you define that in your bio without saying, these are my core principles. You define yourself in the bio as being worthy of someone who's really seeking after whatever your solution provides. When you go to these marketplaces, you have to think outside of the box. What do I mean by that? For example, I've seen this happen. This happens a lot. Someone can buy a course from you about gardening. Right now, I would suggest you do that, but let's say that you have a course on gardening on Udemy. Some people are going to click on that course. They're going to read your bio. And they're going to find, oh, well, this person does online marketing. I do online marketing too. I'm going to go check them out. It's an awareness strategy. You're trying to get people to find you. Somebody, you can do an audiobook on whatever the subject is. It can be on organization, right? They go and find out more about you and get into your world. When you go to a marketplace, you don't want to just throw anything up there. So don't put garbage up there. So don't just throw something together just to have it up there. Make sure that when you put something up there, it really represents your best. You want people to think that what you shared is so awesome that they seek more information about you. You and I have done that before. You've probably done that. You think, you sit and listen to someone or you read what it is they've got to say and you think, well, boy, this is really super. What else do they have? And that really does work. It's probably worked with you and it's worked with me. Any marketplace strategy, by default, if you do this, so if you have, let's say, products and books and all these places, it's by default going to build up your online reputation. What I mean by that is when people go to Google or to Bing or whatever search engine they use in order to look for you or your name, all of those top search results are going to be these things that you're putting all over the place because these platforms and these marketplaces have power. And so they're going to be taking up those top spots, but with things that are about you and about your ideas. And that's partially what you want to do. What are you trying to accomplish with a marketplace traffic strategy? You're bringing people into your world that will buy the stuff in your product line, that will buy based on your ideas, that will buy you. So in other words, they're going to be people who find out about you. And when they experience you, they're going to want to get to know you better. There's certain people that are going to resonate with the way you say things. And they're going to say, boy, I look at their world that way too. Let me find out more about he or she. There are people who are going to find out about what you sell. And they're going to want that. Those are going to be the people you want to bring into your world. They will find out about you on these marketplaces. So you have to create original digital products that represent what you want people to have. So this is a digital strategy. Now, of course, we're going to extend it into physical, but basically we're creating digital products and we're going to make them available based on what people want to have. Now, the goal is always to teach people in the marketplace how to use your solution. You're always trying to teach people how to be a better customer. That's your goal. So whatever it is you sell, you want to go to the marketplaces and have courses and products telling people how to use that thing so that once they know how to use that thing, they go and come to you to buy that thing, right? So teach people how to use what it is you have. Now, again, I'm not saying that you can't go to those marketplaces and sell your own product. What I am saying is that if you're going to use this as traffic, you want to teach people how to be a better customer with the products and services that you sell on the marketplaces. And then you want to cover the solution from as many different angles as you can. So think about this. When you, let's say you're going to write Kindle books, but what you want the result to be from the Kindle books is for people to feel the need to go and buy your product. So you've got to cover their problem from lots of different angles. And you cover those lots of different problems and you put as many Kindle books that are on there covering the problems. They've got to come to you to buy the solution. That's what we're really doing. And so the time you're going to spend undertaking this, it's really the same time you're going to spend, you normally spend on social media. Now, what I'm probably talking about doing, probably going to take you about a year to set up if you do it right. Now, that's going to mean a year where you're going to have limited contact on social media if you do this right. I'm not saying that you have to do what I'm saying, but I say that once I lay this out for you, when you come back, let me say this about social media for a second. I know you all probably are tired to hear me rail about this, but you're not going to miss anything. If you go and you set these things up that I'm about to show you how to set up, and you come back to social media after 6, 7, 8, 9 months, right, of being consistently putting these things in together, you're going to be much better off. So the goal is going to get traffic, right? You're looking to get traffic. That's what you're looking to build up on these platforms. You want to envision people going from the marketplace and searching from your product to then finding the one that gets them into your world. So all you're really trying to do, don't have to make $1 million on these platforms. And don't get caught up into their business model. So one of the platforms we're going to talk about is Udemy. Look, the goal is not for you to become, let's say, you know, an expert on Udemy and how to get, you know, how to game their system and how to make lots of money on Udemy. Don't go reading and looking at all of those courses on how to be big on Udemy, because that's not the point. The point is to use Udemy as a traffic source by following their rules, putting something of high quality there, maybe a couple of some things so that people find you and then want to get into your world. You only need one thing to find the right person. Now, marketplace traffic is a channel, not a business model. Now, I just said that, but I want to emphasize that. You're looking for passive traffic, and you want that passive traffic to bring people back to your site. This should not be your main form of business, nor should it take away your main form of doing business. If you're already making sales and you're already doing online business, don't try to turn this into your main way. That's not what this is. What you're doing on these platforms, basically, functionally, is advertising, but you're following their rules. So you're not going to go there, you know, with an ad, but basically, when you put a book on Kindle, it's an ad. You're going to put a high-quality book there. It's going to give people good information. That is your ad. So I'm not saying go there and put lots of links inside of your book. That's short-sighted, and that's short money. You don't want to do that. What you are going to do is put a high-quality book that speaks well, that speaks to your core principles, that's there on Kindle, so when people read it, they go looking for information about you. Now, understand something. This is not a short-term strategy, nor is it a short-money strategy. So if you need something that's got to work fast, that's not what this is, but that's been the whole series. So I'm not talking about trying to do something that's going to work for you fast. Don't spend your time trying to game the system. And you want to focus your attention on moving the person from the product you sell on the platform into your email marketing list. That's the goal. And you want these, and you want that traffic, you want it to be set up so that it brings you traffic over and over and over again for years. So we're talking about doing something one time, taking one period of your life, maybe 6 to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months focusing, and you're only gonna have to do this once, and you're going to add to it over time. That's what you're going to be doing. We're not talking about doing this for the rest of your life. We're talking about building a almost like a tower, a universe, a set of things that where people can become aware of you so they can find you and get into your world. If you do this right, it will equal your social media. So let's think about how much time you're spending on social media. You're spending an hour a day, 2 hours a day. Once you put this in place, it's going to equal whatever you're getting from that 2 hours. Now, can I promise that? I can't promise that. But you are building an awareness strategy. And as I said, if you went away for 6 months, no one's going to miss you. And it has nothing to do with you. You're not going to miss anything. It has nothing to do with them. It's just going to keep going, and it will pick up where it left off. You will pick up where you left off. But if you put this in place, what you're going to be doing is you are going to be building traffic for a long time to come, and that traffic is going to be passive. Right now, if you're making money on these platforms, that's a plus, because that's not necessarily fully our goal. We are looking to get people into our marketing funnel and into our world. Can you focus just on marketplace traffic? And the answer is going to be yes and no. If you have everything else in operation, you can do just this, yes. So, you know, if you're doing everything else, you're doing your weekly workshop, you're positioning yourself as an educator, you're building a product snowball, you are building your list, you're building strategic foundation, you're doing all these other things, yes, you can use this as your source of traffic. Now, you have to understand, though, marketplaces change over time. And once you generate a flow of traffic from any of these marketplaces, you should always be looking to diversify into another medium. So yes, get the marketplace traffic going. Yes, you can focus on it, but always diversify into another way. And so if all the traffic for your entire business, let's say that, you know, you develop a presence. I've seen this happen. Someone will go to Kindle and they will develop a presence based on one Kindle book. It's all they have. And that Kindle book is driving traffic to all their other stuff. Now, that's great, but you are vulnerable when that happens. All Amazon has to do is change the algorithm for that book. And then your entire business model becomes shaky because you only have that one source of traffic. So understand something. If all your traffic, and I'm not saying that, you know, it's all for the marketplace traffic. I'm saying that all your traffic comes from one source. You're vulnerable. And that goes for whatever kind of traffic you have. If you're getting traffic right now from affiliates, that's the only traffic you're getting, you're vulnerable. That means you can't make money if affiliates decide not to promote you. You can't be that way. The short answer is you can master marketplace traffic. We're going to tell you how to do that here in this session. Depending on your business model, though, you need to do it quickly and move in and move on to another method so you can diversify. Let's talk about what the marketplaces are. What are the marketplaces? Where can you put your digital product? Where can you put your information products so that you can sell them and you people can become aware of them and be aware of what else you have to offer? Amazon, of course. So you can put things on KDP. Of course, you're going to be putting ebooks, right? You're going to be putting physical books, right? You're going to turn that ebook into a physical book. You are going to be doing Audible ACX. Now that takes sometimes a little doing to narrate your own book, but if you've got to shorten a book to either narrate it or have it narrated, put it on Audible. Again, just make sure it's good. Amazon Video Direct. You can put Amazon video courses on Amazon Video Direct. FBA Physical. You can turn your digital product into a CD or a DVD, and you can make it available as a physical product. Believe it or not, there are people who still listen to CDs. There are people who have DVD players. I know you don't believe it, but there are. And so if you will put your product and make it available, now there's no way to tell whether or not your product is going to become a hit as a DVD. I don't know that, and you don't know that, but you won't know that if you don't put one up there. So if you have a video product and it is not available in that form, that means then that you can't get that form of awareness on Amazon if somebody's searching in that area. If you do have a DVD, and you do have a CD, and it's on your topic, and it's in that area, and it's on Amazon, that means you're discoverable. You are discoverable in a way that you were not discoverable before. Does it mean you're going to make $1 million? No. But it can mean that someone can find out about you with that one thing. It is a search strategy on Amazon. There's also Amazon Handmade. There's something called merch from Amazon. If you can put it into something handmade, if you can put it into some kind of merch, right, then Amazon. Amazon will, you know, it's like a print-on-demand service. They'll print it and sell it for you. And again, you're not trying to make $1 million. You're trying to be aware. You're trying to be made. You're trying to be, you're trying to an awareness strategy. You want people to find out about you. And then you're going to put all this together with Amazon Influencer. There's the Gumroad Marketplace. Right? Gumroad has a marketplace. In other words, people go to Gumroad to search for products. Now, I'm not talking about some of the other platforms. You might be thinking, well, what's the difference between that and, you know, Shopify and some of these other places? They don't have marketplaces. Gumroad has a marketplace. So you want people to go to, some people are going to go to the Gumroad marketplace, they're going to search, and they're going to find products like yours. So you want to have something there, something, right? It doesn't have to be everything, it has to be something. Etsy, right? It's a marketplace. Now you may have to work a little to get it into a form, to create a digital download that people are going to get. But again, you can't be found if you're not there. Now, will what you sell, will it be something that people want? I don't know. But you don't know either if you don't have anything there. AppSumo, right? They're taking suggestions. Do you have an original digital product that you can sell there? They are taking suggestions. Groupon, you know, will they sell your product? You're going to have to, again, it used to be a time when they would not take digital products. They are taking digital products now. Now, again, you're going to have to work with this a little bit in order to make this happen, right? So don't just think you're going to, you know, you're just going to pop something on Groupon and you're going to take a piece of rebrandable content. You're going to change a little bit. You're going to put it on Groupon. That's not what I'm saying. You're going to have to build that a little bit. But again, understand what kind of traffic Groupon can send to your website if people look at it, click on it, and go to your site. This is an awareness strategy. You have to think. You have to plan. But once you do it, once you put it in place, it'll be there for some time to come. Udemy, we've talked about that. Skillshare, just like Udemy. Redbubble, now that's more of a merch or t-shirt, but if you can get your digital content into some kind of form that you can put on a physical product, you can put that physical product on Redbubble. eBay, of course. And within the Make Money Online market, you can put it on Warrior Plus. Warrior Plus has a marketplace. ClickBank has a marketplace. JVZoo has a marketplace. In other words, people can search those areas for digital products. Affiliates search these things in order to find products to promote. Now, again, you may not want to have an affiliate marketing relationship, but you need to put all of this in context. Understand something, and if you're watching this, you probably already know this. There's some people who all they do is make a living from the marketplace of Warrior Plus, ClickBank, or JVZoo. So the point isn't whether or not one is better than the other one. The point is, can you be discovered in all of them? And if you can be discovered in all of them, then you're not vulnerable to any one form of traffic. You're not vulnerable if anybody decides, I don't like him or I don't like her. You're not vulnerable if somebody decides this thing's going to get shut down. You need to be every place that you can with your core principles and your core ideas. And then, of course, there are going to be social media groups. I put that in there. Again, you know, I'm not a big fan of relying on social media, but you know, there are some groups where you can put your stuff. And it's almost like a marketplace. And finally, you can turn your product into an event. Right? If you can turn it into an online event, you can put that online event on Meetup. You can put that online event on Eventbrite, and they will advertise for you. Now, when I say advertise, what I mean is they make it available in search. So again, this is an awareness strategy. It's an awareness strategy. So what are you going to use as topics? Let's talk about content ideas. Do not, period, understand, do not use rebrandable content for this. Don't use the ideas. Don't use the form. Don't use the text. Don't use anything that's rebrandable. Nothing for the strategy. This needs to come from you. So this needs to come out of your brain. This needs to come out of you. This needs to come out of your experience. Let me say this again. Do not use rebrandable content for this strategy at all. Because first of all, the marketplaces don't want it. Second of all, the idea that you're going to put something available, you're going to make something available, and you're going to say it's yours and your idea, and it's going to be original from you, and then somebody else comes with the same thing, not something you want to have happen. So do not even think about, don't go near it for this strategy. There are lots of strategies that you do want to use rebrandable content for. This is not one of them. Now, what you want to do is build around the ideas you're going to use to draw people into your learning center, right? Your high ticket product. Use the ideas that are going to be unique in the marketplace. So things that you say that are unique, use those ideas. Use the ideas that you're developing. So whatever you're thinking about, start developing that into a course. Start developing that into a Kindle book. It does not have to be right. It has to be yours. Again, it doesn't have to be right. It doesn't have to be correct. It has to be yours. So if you're developing it, start teaching. Start teaching in your workshops. Start teaching in your books. Start teaching in your products. You can repurpose all of this into the content you're going to use. Publish your core principles one by one or as a group or both. So in other words, publish your core principles one at a time. Publish your core principles as a set of principles. Publish your core principles versus the hot topic. So whatever's happening right now in the news, which one of those things intersect with your core principles? Publish something. Do a course. Do a workshop. Do something. Do a workshop and then repurpose that workshop into all these other things. If you do 4 workshops, 30-minute workshops on one subject or one set of subjects, at the end of that month, at the end of that 4 sessions, you can take those 4 transcripts. You can go to Fiverr and you can say, turn these 4 into a written document for me. And once you do that, you can then take that written document, you can rewrite it, write the things in that maybe they should have put in there, send it to an editor, and then you will be on your way to publishing a book when maybe you didn't have time to do one. I need to say this. If you're doing your weekly workshop, you're in good shape. So I say this every week. I try to preach this to you, and I hope that you hear me. You need to be teaching on a weekly basis. If you're not doing that, start now. It's your content. It's going to be your product. It's going to be everything. And sometimes the reason that people don't have original bonuses, they don't have original content, they're kind of pressed for time and they're trying to put a product together, they don't have stuff to add to rebrandable content, is because you're not doing your workshop. You're not doing it. If you start doing it, you will have more content than you know what to do with. You'll have products in order you know what to do with. You will be able to start building some of these things. It's overwhelming if you try to do it without that. But if you will just commit to doing your weekly workshop, you will have what you need. Right? Publish how experts use your core principles. What do I mean by that? So in other words, interview experts on your core subject. So you go to the expert and you say, hey, you know what? I'd like to interview on about traffic, but then how are you going to state it? You're going to state it based on your core principles. So they don't need to know it's your core principles, but you're going to say, hey, would you talk about this subject from this perspective? That's all you got to say, right? You don't have to steer them, and you let them develop the content. So interview experts on specific topics. Again, prepare them based on your pitch. And then add in content on things you're passionate about. So when you go to some of these marketplaces, remember I said I know some people who go to KDP and they create comic books. Some people do romantic fiction. It really doesn't matter. Now, again, I'm not saying that should be your whole strategy. In fact, please don't use that as your whole strategy. But if you have stuff like that, go and put that stuff and make it available. Put it under your name. Right, you don't have to use a pen name or anything like that. Put it under your name. Okay, follow the rules of the platform, but set your own funnel. The marketplaces view the customers and search their platform as their customer. Again, that's reasonable, right? They're spending all the money to advertise and bring those customers. So you need to treat them as if you're a guest, because that's what you are. You're a guest on their platform, so you have to act like a guest. So keep your price moderate. So don't go on there pricing your stuff, you know, above the market, price your stuff, put your low ticket products there so people can buy it and get to know you. Once they're your customer in your world, that's where you start to dictate the rules. And you want to make sure that when people start clicking from those profiles to your pages, make sure those pages, they're in compliance with the terms of service. Make sure that they have easy access to your email marketing list. Number one mistake I see people make is that when I click off of their Kindle book and I click on their website and they've got a home page that tells me all about how awesome they are instead of an opt-in page. And typically, I'm the one searching for their opt-in page. If somebody clicks off of your Kindle book or off of your Udemy profile or off of your Skillshare profile or off of your off of your PDF, or they scan a QR code, it needs to go to an opt-in page. Please do not send people to home pages and pages where you're just about us and all this stuff. That's not going to make you any money. You have to send people to your opt-in. Give them a reason to opt-in. Give them something cool to opt-in for. Send them straight to that, right? And please do not overemphasize your social media. So don't do all of that work putting together something and put it on Udemy and then send people to your fan page. You know, if they go to your fan page, you got to work doubly hard to get them off the fan page. You got to work again to get them onto your email list. When just send them to your email list, they don't want to go there, fine. Don't worry about it. But don't overemphasize that. Don't start, well, we've got a great Facebook group and it's awesome and you're going to enjoy it. And all you got, please don't overemphasize what's going on in your Facebook group, because you're going to get them there and they're going to get distracted with other people's Facebook stuff. So don't emphasize it. Don't overemphasize it. And make sure your opt-in pages are integrated into a viral application if you can. So they get to something cool, and then you tell them, hey, I'll give you something else cool if you will share this, right? So integrate your viral applications into that. So in conclusion, what are we trying to do? We are trying to go from traffic to trust, right? That's what we want to do. And anybody can get a sale on these platforms, right? Anybody can make a sale. You're going to put some stuff up there. Likely, right? You'll figure out how to make a sale. That's not the point. The point has got to be you got to get people to click onto your world. You got to turn that traffic that you get to that thing into trust. And so basically, once they buy, if they buy a Kindle book or a Kindle Vella, let's say, and they take their time, they're going to read it, it's got to be good. And it's got to be you. So that's why I say don't use rebrandable content, because this needs to be you. And so they, and again, but please don't think that I'm saying make it perfect and don't ever do it until it's just right. I mean, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying do it, just make it good. Don't make it perfect. If you build and get trust, you can turn that trust into repeat sales, because you're going to get those people into your world where you can sell them more stuff. Use these marketplaces as passive search tools. People go to these marketplaces looking for stuff. You want them to find yours. And you build this gradually and consistently. I say just take about 6 months to a year and build this out. If you're spending 2 hours a day on social media, I'm saying take one of them to do this. If you're spending 3 hours a day on social media, I'm saying take two of them to do this. If you spend 4 hours a day on social media, I'm saying take two or three hours and do this. Especially if the social media doesn't bring you sales immediately. If you're working on social media all day and that social media doesn't bring you sales, you can give up 2 hours. You can give up half that time because it's not bringing you sales anyway. So again, work on this. Make stuff available here and you'll have something to share on social media. Build a production process. That's very important. We're going to be talking about getting into production mode. And one of the things that is discussed in the book Atomic Habits is you have to develop a process that you fall in love with. And so if you spend all your time worrying about, well, I got one sale today, you're watching your sales, you're watching your traffic, don't do that. Fall in love with the process. Fall in love with the work. Work on the process. So you've got to develop this so that every single week, all the necessary things happen for you to get these things in motion. So fall in love with the process. And again, I mean, if you ever read Atomic Habits, you know what I'm talking about. And then develop other processes. Take a piece of your products and put them on the marketplace. So if you're launching products on a regular basis, which you should be building a product snowball, pinch a little bit of those products off, put those products in the marketplace so you can be discovered, right? And then always cross-promote. So in other words, you know, use your profiles to tell people about your website, about your podcast, about your blog, about all the other stuff. Cross-promote all your other stuff in your platforms, right? There are always ways to get people into your email list. Sometimes it might take them coming to your podcast. It might take them coming to your training. So cross-promote those things too. Okay, any questions? Any questions?